This is Ozarks at Large. Election day is under 6 weeks away, and Arkansas voters seem to have made up their collective minds on several races. Poll data released this week by Talk Business and Hendricks College indicate, to no surprise, that Governor Mitt Romney will easily take the state's electoral votes, and that Republicans in each of Arkansas's four congressional districts have sizable leads over their nearest competitor. Roby Brock from Talk Business helps oversee the poll, along with Jay Barth from Hendricks College. Roby is with me. Roby, the large lead for Mitt Romney, the leads for the GOP congressional candidates, comes at the same time the state's governor, Democrat Mike Beebe, has, for this political era, huge approval ratings. What gives?
We are schizophrenic, aren't we, as voters in Arkansas? I think this is largely what you have been seeing play out for quite some time in Arkansas, where the Democratic culture of the state tends to still be in play for local officials, where you can still kind of touch the cloth, per se. You see these people week in, week out, you hear about them, you read about them in the newspaper, on the radio, on TV, and so you have a connection to somebody like a Governor Mike Beebe, who is, as you said, as wildly popular as governor and has been throughout his whole tenure. At the federal level, with our presidential numbers, and you've seen this trend kind of developing for years in congressional and Senate races, you see less of a connection between traditional Arkansas Democrats and these federal office holders. We saw the huge swing in 2010, which I think was a big anti-Obama statement here in Arkansas, and it looks like it's setting up to do that again here in 2012.
The latest poll numbers, you break down Governor Beebe's approval by congressional district. The smallest approval number he has is in the first. It's 60, as high as 68 in the second congressional district. Can the governor, a very popular Democrat, do anything to aid the Democrats that are still running in races?
Well, we're going to find out, Kyle, and I think that is really what will be the defining kind of conclusion of this year's elections. It does appear that the presidential race is very much over in Arkansas, and I would argue that the congressional races are too. The Republicans have double-digit leads in every one of the four congressional districts. I don't see that changing. The battle is really for who is going to control the state Senate and the state House of Representatives. Obviously, Republicans have a historic opportunity to take control of those two chambers. Democrats are fighting tooth and nail to hold on to those majorities that they have by very slim margins right now. And Governor Beebe has a big vested interest in making sure that they remain in Democratic control, or at least one of them does, so that there is an ability for him to help drive his agenda, which has been to cut the grocery tax and to kind of keep government, state government, on somewhat of cruise control, run it efficiently, expand the Medicaid program would be a big undertaking for him, but by and large, not a big shakeup of what's happening in state government. Republicans have a much more ambitious agenda of greater tax cuts and reducing some government services by finding efficiencies throughout state government. And so there'll be a huge conflict, I think, between the governor's agenda and Republicans' agenda if Republicans get control of one or both chambers of the state capitol. So I think you're going to see Beebe expend a tremendous amount of energy. He already is. I think you're going to see him do this more with these popularity ratings he has. But as our polling indicates, he's got some headwinds to bridge in that realm.
And, of course, it really comes down to those few districts. I mean, because many of the legislative races were decided in the May primary. Political strategists from both parties in the state know that we're talking about those small handful of races that could determine who's in control in either chamber.
Yeah, it's very much like we see at the national level, the presidential race, where there are some swing states that are going to really dictate the outcome of the election. I mean, I think by the time we get towards election day, 3 to 5 states will really define who's going to be the next president. And in Arkansas, at the legislative level, I think that there are you know, probably 5 to 7 races in the state Senate that may, you know, swing or determine who's going to control that chamber, and there'll be less than a dozen in the House. So you've really got just, this handful of local races that are going to determine who controls each chamber of the legislature. It's going to be fascinating to watch. It's very difficult for us to poll and kind of track some of this stuff because when you get down to that level, it just really becomes difficult to get some of the detailed data that you need to figure out what's going on. I'm hearing from both sides, Republican and Democratic strategists who are doing polling in some of these races, that can tell you on any given day you may find Republicans up in one race and Democrats the next day. And so there is some swing back and forth. But I can tell you both sides feel really good about their chances, but it will come down to late hours on election night, or quite possibly we may see some recounts if the races are very close, like we saw in 2010. We may not know who controls the two chambers of the legislature for a couple of days if that becomes the case.
One of the questions that the Talk Business Hendricks College poll asked was favorable or unfavorable opinion of Arkansas's two U.S. senators. Democrat Mark Pryor, Republican John Bozeman, neither could get to 50%. Considering how generally the population thinks of the blanket statement Congress, that's not surprising. What kind of caught my eye was that at least a fourth of those you asked had no opinion whatsoever, favorable or unfavorable, about Senator Pryor. More than a third, the same with Senator John Bozeman. Can we make anything of that yet? Pryor's not up for re-election for 2 years, and Senator John Bozeman not for 4.
Well, we see this from time to time. I mean, first of all, on a statewide level, John Bozeman is not a greatly known commodity, but obviously very well known in the 3rd Congressional District where he represented for so long. But other than this statewide campaign in 2010 for the U.S. Senate, it's kind of his introduction to voters outside of the 3rd Congressional District. So I'm not terribly surprised by the, you know, a little bit more than a third of folks that don't really have an opinion of him. He just really hasn't had a chance to, you know, permeate their thought. Pryor's a little bit more surprising. The Pryor name is obviously a, you know, franchise in Arkansas politics and has been forever. And my interpretation of those poll results for both of those guys is just that neither one of them are on the ballot this year. Unlike the governor, who's in the spotlight almost daily with reporters and in press articles, Bozeman and Pryor are not in the press every day. And so you do have this little bit of a disconnect of people not really necessarily knowing what they're doing all the time or hearing from them all the time. And with them not on the ballot, and there's not any real huge burning issues at the federal level that are playing out here in the Arkansas headlines, I'm not that surprised that people don't have an opinion one way or the other. It also says that they're persuadable. And when Pryor comes up in 2014 or Bozeman down the road, you know, if those numbers are kind of in the same realm of where they're at right now, you will definitely see some people view that as opportunistic to say, we can persuade people to vote for an alternative candidate versus the guys that are in office now.
Will you have any more polls between now and Election Day?
I pray that we don't have any more polls between now and Election Day, Kyle. Yeah, we will. We are going to probably go out and do another round with some of the ballot issues that will be out there. Obviously, medicinal marijuana is on the ballot. The half-cent highway tax is an issue that will be out there. I think we're still up in arms as to whether or not there will be a casino amendment on the ballot. So we'll come back and take a look at that. We may throw something else in the mix if we see something percolating around the state level. But I think we will do that polling. I don't think we'll come back and do any more congressional or presidential polling. I feel like those numbers are pretty firm. We would be wasting our time and money to expect much of a change in some of those races, since there's not that much money being spent right now, particularly by the folks that are behind in those races. So we'll see. If you got an idea, send it my way.
You can see the latest poll results at talkbusiness.net. It's the Talk Business Hendricks College poll. Roby Brock is the editor and publisher of talkbusiness.net. Roby, thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Kyle.